Right now, the report on pending home sales is out as financial analysts weigh the possibility of a recession. We're joined by Peter Cardillo, chief market economist with Spartan Capital Securities based in New York. Peter, thanks for joining us today. Pending home sales fall by 1.2% in the month of March, and that seems to line up with concerns about rising mortgage rates and low inventory.
That's correct. You know, the spring housing market certainly got off to an ugly start, and of course, with the interest rates continuing to move higher, obviously, this could be the beginning of a crack in the housing sector. Certainly, demand is beginning to weaken, even though supplies are still rather tight. But nevertheless, this could be the first indication that we are headed for a housing market correction and certainly a drag on the general economy.
And let's talk about the general economy. Goldman Sachs saying today that the U.S. economy was likely to dodge a recession despite the monetary policy raising interest rate, tightening the money supply. And Goldman thinks everyone talks about the soft landing and that maybe the Fed could pull it off.
I don't subscribe to that. I think the Fed has got themselves into a bind and, you know, they just misread inflation. And they were very dovish for a long time, and they kept their feet on the pedal and continued to pump money into the economy. And now all of a sudden they've made a sharp turn and they're overly bearish in the sense that they're overly hawkish. And that simply means that the Fed has a tough fight in fighting inflation. And I suspect that that tough fight in inflation is going to send the U.S. economy into a mild recession. I'm not looking for anything of a severe nature, but certainly a mild recession.
I mean, it could also be just the on-paper recession where the economy contracts, according to statistically, but if... You know, they always say the definition of a recession is when your neighbor gets fired. If you don't really notice any major differences in the job market or layoffs or anything like that, it's just a structural recession and not a psychological one.
That's true. But, you know, again, I think that, like I said, there are definitely signs that some indicators are beginning to weaken. Now, let's understand each other. That there are most of the macro indicators are still quite strong. And, you know, speaking about that, we'll get a glimpse of how the economy did in the first quarter of this year. And I'm a little bit on the high side. I'm looking for about 2.4% of GDP, which is a little bit on the high side. And, of course, that's a fairly substantial drop from the fourth quarter of 2021.
Peter Cardillo, chief market economist with Spartan Capital Securities based in New York. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.